More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, can I get a little help? Are you struggling to get people to do their part? Let us help you get the help you need. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, Can I Get a Little Help? You know, sometimes we feel like everything's up to us. And whether that's, you know, that fact that we're frustrated trying to attend to a particular problem or take care of the household or live our faith at home, we're the only one who's caring for an elderly parent or maintaining a relationship with someone who's important to us, or for that matter, we just feel responsible for anything and everything, we want to help you get the help and the break that you need. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you feel like you're struggling to get other people to do their part, whether that has to do with more emotional labor or physical labor or just handling a problem or dealing with whatever, we want to help you get the help you need. 877-573-7825.
This can feel like such a burden. And I know that, you know, society says it's always all on women, but men carry a lot of burdens as well. And everything can feel like a burden when we feel isolated, when we feel alone in it, well, when we feel like there's just nobody to listen or help or do the things that we feel would lift some of that burden. And if you're feeling that burden in any area of your life today, let's talk about getting the help you need, connecting with God's grace and the people that He's put in your life in a better way than you're connecting right now. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, we'd invite you to get your questions in via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, and we sure hope you are, we love listening to your voice and being able to hear those or ask those follow-up questions. So again, the live number, 877-573-7825. And the bottom line is, it's no fun feeling like everything is up to you, whether that's really literally everything or a specific thing that has fallen to you to handle. Whether we're talking about dealing with a relationship problem or caring for that elderly parent or taking care of the household or making, you know, trying to raise your kids in the faith or you name it. When we feel like it's all up to us, it really takes the joy out of doing the thing. So let's talk about how to reclaim that joy and get the help that you need. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're not sure what that is or how that relates to you getting the help that you need, we're going to talk about that in a second. See, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections when he was Pope over the course of about 5 years that looked at how we can discern God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design and creation, and specifically of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us of the importance of self-giving, of using our gifts and talents to generously work for the good of others. But the theology of the body also reminds us that for a relationship to be healthy, it must be mutually self-giving. That is, both people in a relationship must be equally committed to giving all they have to work for each other's good. Even Jesus models this. He offers all of himself to us on the cross, and he doesn't hold back anything, but he doesn't force himself on us either. For us to actually benefit from Christ's free and total gift of self, we must respond by giving ourselves freely and totally back to him. He doesn't drag us kicking and screaming into heaven against our will. He stands at the door and knocks, but it's up to us to open that door and let him in.
Yeah, I mean, so God didn't create us to participate in one-sided relationships. While it's always important to be generous to others, and we should avoid keeping score or a tit-for-tat attitude, we do have a God-given right to expect that in the big picture, the respect, the love, the service that we offer to others will be returned. Likewise, we have a right to raise concerns with the expectation that we'll be heard, and when we feel that we're either being taken advantage of or that too much of the burden to either do certain tasks or maintain certain relationships is being left to us and us alone, we have a right to bring it up. And so that's what we're talking about today on More to Life, on our show titled, Can I Get a Little Help?
You know, I think so often when we think about help, we think about just the very temporal things. But this, you know, is really brought out in the theology of the body. It's about everything. You know, so often we think that if we just serve enough, if we just care enough, if we just do enough, we'll earn other people's love. And then they'll come alongside of us and fill that bucket that we need of emotional care, of the love we want so much, of the companionship we want, and yes, even of the temporal help of getting everything done in life, that will automatically become those partnerships in a Christian life that allows us to thrive. But it doesn't happen just by doing all the things and hoping that we earn that from someone else in our lives. You know, Christ gave himself freely to us. He didn't make us earn that love in any way, shape, or form. He just loves us. And yes, we have to accept his love and then enter into that relationship. But as we were talking about in the theology of the body point, he doesn't run after us. How often do we do that in romantic relationships, in relationships with our children, or even our adult children, with our adult parents that we never really got all the love we needed from? If you're feeling like you could use a little help today in your life, and we often feel that way, don't we? Well, let's start by getting a little help right now. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you those situations where we do feel like everything is up to us, where we're struggling to get the help from the people that you've placed in our lives, where we've gone to those people to ask for their help, and been met with blank stares or empty promises or even outright rejection. Help us to know how to respond to those situations where we find ourselves in relationships that are not mutually self-giving, as your servant St. John Paul reminded us our Christian relationships are meant to be. Help us to know how to respond to those situations with strength, with confidence, with grace, so that we can build your kingdom in all of our relationships by working together to address all the challenges that we face. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled, Can I Get a Little Help? You know, it's no fun feeling like everything is always up to you, whether that's everything, literally, or a specific thing. If you don't do it, no one else will. We're here for you. And tell us, are you frustrated that you're the only one who's trying to attend to a particular problem? Take care of the household. Live your faith at home. Care for an elderly parent. Maintain a relationship with someone who's important to you. or for that matter, just everything and everything. We want to help you get the help and the break that you need. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Brenda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on Annunciation Radio.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just came back to the Catholic Church, and I've been reading my Bible, and I am trying to do as much as I can for praying in front of the abortion center. With that in mind, for 25 years plus, I've been doing a sexual act that I shouldn't be doing. Now that I know that it's wrong, my husband cannot understand that. And it's been months that I told him that I didn't want to do this. I haven't done it. I've been sticking to my guns, I guess, if you want to call it. In past 2 weeks, he hasn't even talked to me anymore. I don't know. I mean, I've been praying for him. He does not agree with coming back to church.
Your husband objects to you being Catholic at all, is what I'm hearing you say.
Oh yes, even though he's Catholic himself, but he just,
well, in name, yeah. But I mean, there's a difference between somebody who you know says they're Catholic and somebody who's actually living a Catholic Christian life, and so here's the larger problem, Brenda, and this often happens when we rediscover our faith, especially when we're married. In any kind of marriage situation, the healthy marriages, happy marriages, are dependent upon the husband and the wife being willing to accept each other's influence, being willing to learn from each other and grow together. And that's really the foundation of respect. You know, respect is more than not calling each other names or being mean to each other. Respect is really trying to understand where the other person's coming from, to try to really see the truth and the goodness and the beauty and all the things that my mate finds true, good, and beautiful, even when it's hard, right? And what you're really pointing to, so a lot of times people will say, okay, now I came back into the faith, and now there's this particular thing, like you're describing in your intimate life, that's become a problem between my husband and I. Or, you know, the faith has become a problem between my husband and I. Really what I'm guessing it is, if you pull the lens back, I'm going to ask you to reflect on other situations where you and your husband disagree about something, and ask yourselves: are we able to come to mutually satisfying, solutions that we both feel good about, or does it tend to be that you, Brenda, give in to what he's asking you to do because you know that if you don't, there'll be hell to pay? But in this particular situation, because you feel like God is on your side in this, you're willing to stick to your guns, which is throwing him into a crisis. And that's why he's not speaking to you. See, what's happening here is God is showing you your dignity and worth as his daughter and helping you stand up for your own dignity and for the truth in ways that you haven't been able to before. And that's shining a light on a deeper problem in your marriage, specifically that your husband has not been respectful of you or toward you. And has resorted, rather than knowing how to, the two of you, to solve problems together, he's just resorted to bullying you and you capitulating. And this is the one thing that he can't get you to give in on. And I'd like you to hold on to that, not just for the sake of this particular issue, but I want you to reframe it for yourself and for your husband and go to him and say, listen, I understand that you're frustrated and you're disappointed that our intimate life has changed because I've come back to the church. I understand that you don't get it. But the deeper problem here is that you don't respect me, not just about this issue, but about a lot of other things. Where whenever I've disagreed with you, you've tended to just shut down and bully me, and I've always given in. But I understand that God loves me, and I understand what I'm worth. And I understand that God loves you too, and I understand what you're worth. And I'm not willing to give in on something that I know is beneath us. And so I need us to get the help that we need so that we can have that respectful relationship that I've always wanted, but I haven't been able to articulate. And I want you, Brenda, to make an appointment with somebody, a professional, preferably faithful counselor, who can help you guys navigate this, because it's a bigger problem than just this problem you're describing, the intimate relationship with your husband. or even the faith issue. It's that he doesn't try to see the truth and the goodness and the beauty in the things you find true, good, and beautiful. That doesn't mean he has to agree with you 100%. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be tension between the two of you about things. But in a couple where there is that mutual respect, that willingness to accept influence, the couple works through it, and they don't try to manipulate each other out of the things that are important to them, like your husband's doing with you. And so this is an opportunity that God is giving you to address a deep wound in the relationship that's there, been there for a long time. So I want you to see the nature of that wound and not just get caught up in this piece of it. And I'd like you to reach out to a good, faithful counselor, either in your area, or you can contact us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how we can support you in a faithful way through these challenges, you and your husband. We need to address that deeper failure of basic respect in the relationship.
Now, I will say that if you feel like there is more respect than we're picking up on from what you've said, and it really is about the intimacy in your relationship, then I really encourage you to look at our book, Holy Sex, because that's going to give you a chance to say to him, look, we can have a beautiful, wonderful, intimate life together, but not be using each other, just sort of to scratch that itch kind of thing. We can really have a better intimate life together than we've ever had, because it can be holy and beautiful, and we can be giving all of ourselves to each other without that use. And you could go through that book together, chapter by chapter, and really learn what is possible in married life. And if he says, no, I'm not going to read that with you, then you really know that we're dead on here, that he just needs to be invited into respecting each other in your marriage more.
So, Brenda, the three verses I recommend, I'll second what Lisa was saying about holy sex, which is available at CatholicCounselors.com. You might want to also take a look at our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Specifically, take a look at the chapter on mutual respect. We look at 8 habits that healthy couples have that any couple can learn. And specifically, that habit of mutual respect is an important one to learn. And then finally, if you'd like to learn more about the pastoral counseling services that we offer through CatholicCounselors.com, and we're looking at some faithful ways to work through this either on your own or with your husband, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We have to go to break with that, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled, Can I Get a Little Help? If you're struggling to get people to do their part on anything, we want to help you get the help you need. 877-573-7825. Call up and tell us. Are you frustrated that you're the only one who's trying to attend to a particular problem or take care of the household or live your faith at home? If you're trying to care for an elderly parent, maintain a relationship with someone who's important to you, or for that matter, anything and everything, we want to help you get the help you need. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue in just a minute.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hi, this is Mike Aquilino with a few words about St. Ignatius of Antioch. St. Ignatius was one of the first Christians to leave a body of written work. His 7 letters are like windows into the life of early Christianity. They show us a church centered on the Eucharist, with the clergy of bishops, priests, and deacons looking to authority in Rome, worshiping Jesus as true God and true man. Sound familiar? Well, it should.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and our show today is titled, Can I Get a Little Help? As we talk about those times when we feel like everything's up to us and we're not able to get the people around us to pitch in. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks, Lisa.
It's so good to have you with us today.
So, Rachel, you know, you're a mom of a big family, and I talk to moms all the time who feel like everything is up to me. And I would imagine that there's a strong temptation to fall into that, even especially in a large family. So, you know, how do you handle that trap of letting everything fall to you, and how do you get everybody involved in your family?
Well, I think we have to realize that what we're doing in our homes is helping our children, and sometimes maybe even our spouse, grow into being who God intends them to be. We are all called to be servants to each other. We are all called to help out for the greater good of all of us. So if people are in your house, they can help out in your house. And from a very young age, what you're going to try to do is to model it for your kids. Model it for your spouse. Like, can you come help me do a task? Come with me as I help unload the dishes. That then leads to teaching them how to do it and eventually get to the point where they can do it on their own. But you're going to do the modeling and the teaching forever until they leave the house and are off launched in their own apartments. I'm still sending recipes to my kids and reminding my kids who are in their own houses how I cook that thing in the Instapot. And embrace that. That's an opportunity for a real relationship with your kids to help them learn to be great people.
Well, I love the fact that when we build this modeling and teaching dynamic where we're working alongside of each other all their lives, they want to ask us for that recipe or that advice rather than if we're just giving them a chore list, yelling at them if things aren't done. We've never laid down that foundation of modeling and teaching. Then they're going to be repelled and not want to call us in adulthood. What other good advice do you have for all of us moms and dads out there?
You mentioned a chore list, which might be a meaningful tool if you use it right. Expecting our kids to mind read, to know what we want, is unkind. A healthy, loving house has clear expectations. So is it a chore list in the morning where you go over it with them? Is it a chore chart a week at a time? Your family can decide what works best for you, but forgetting to do a chore is not a failure. It's not a chance to shame them. But it's just a reminder, hey, remember, you're going to be doing the trash this week, right? Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry, Mom. Because we all forget. We all have to-do lists. So for us to give to our children is
I want to emphasize that this ties into the first thing that you said, because a lot of times we don't have our kids come alongside of us and help us with chores, but then we didn't give them a chore list and assume they know how to do it. If we haven't been asking our kids to come alongside of us and, hey, fold the laundry with me, or, hey, help me empty the dishwasher, hey, help me make the beds, or
and
help
actually
me whatever,
teaching
and
the skill, don't
them,
think they're just going to get it by observing.
If we haven't been doing that, and then we give them a chore list, we've set them up to fail. But if we've been doing that first suggestion all along, and then we give them a chore list, they've been apprenticing in those chores and those tasks, so they do know how to do it, and they do know how to meet our expectations.
And that's what it is. We're apprenticing our kids. We start with, come help me, and then we go into, let me help you. And then eventually they gain the independence and the success, and then follow up with words of encouragement and appreciation. Thank you so much for helping me. I couldn't have done it without you. And when your child does a chore without you asking or do it on their own, make sure you mention it to them. Oh, I went through the living room. The vacuuming job was excellent. None of us get enough words of love and encouragement and affirmation for the good stuff we do. And our kids need to hear it from us all the time.
Well, I love that you're setting up that dynamic, because then as we start doing things for them that's a little bit extra, or even the daily things, we start hearing that back. Oh, Mom, thank you for getting my gym clothes ready. I forgot to put them in the washer. Or, you know, when your spouse makes a point of always saying, you know, let's thank Mom or let's thank Dad for this thing they did today. Mom got dinner on the table, or that Dad, you know, got everything done outside that we needed to have done for your party this weekend. Whatever those things are, if we use those words of appreciation toward them and each other, eventually we'll start getting them back from our children, and that feels like such a blessing when it happens.
And make it fun. Put music on. Chores can be done while dancing. Chores can take an entire morning where everyone is cleaning every room together. And my family is prone to rounds of applause, you know. And giving real encouragement to our kids of, you did a great job. But chores don't have to be drudgery. And they can be an opportunity for the family to laugh together and to make some really fun memories.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Great insights, and really appreciate the benefit of your wisdom and experience. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work with the Little Flowers Girls Club, I encourage everybody to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Rachel, thanks so much for being with us today. And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Our show is titled, Can I Get a Little Help? If you are struggling to get the people in your life to do their part on anything, whether it is taking care of the household chores like Rachel was just talking about, or dealing with a particular problem, living your faith at home, caring for an elderly parent, maintaining the relationship with someone who's important to you, or really anything, let us help you get the help and the break that you need. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after this break. Stick around.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle. Yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Bishops in the Catholic Church are heralds of faith, according to the Catholic Catechism. Their first task is to teach and preach the gospel to all men and women. In this, they are endowed with the authority of Christ. Christ, who is truth itself, willed to confer on the Church a share in his own infallibility in order that the people of God have true guidance as to his teaching. Christ thus endowed the Church's shepherds with the gift of infallibility when instructing in matters of faith and morals. The Pope enjoys infallibility when he proclaims by a definitive act a doctrine of faith and morals. This same infallibility is present in the College of Bishops only when, together with the Pope, they exercise the supreme magisterium, particularly in an ecumenical council. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. We parents are only human, and that's a good thing. But it also means that sometimes we say and do things around our family that we wish we hadn't. When that happens, have you ever considered apologizing to your child or spouse? It doesn't have to be a big deal. You can say something like, you know, I can tell I really hurt you when I yelled at you earlier today. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me?
Some parents worry that apologizing might undermine their authority, but for Christians, true authority isn't about power and control. Rather, it flows from trusting, healthy relationships. Asking forgiveness helps to build that good kind of authority. It shows our kids that our relationship with them is based on love, truth, and generosity. Most importantly, it shows that God is the ultimate authority in our home. When God rules our lives, we don't need to constantly project some false image of our own perfection. We can admit our mistakes because our identity and worth are rooted in our inherent dignity as God's beloved children, a dignity that doesn't depend on our perfection, but rather on God's limitless love for us. To get more help and resources, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And our show today is titled, Can I Get a Little Help? As we talk about the struggle to get other people to do their part when it comes to either handling household chores or dealing with a particular problem, taking care of your living your faith at home, caring for an elderly parent, maintaining a relationship with someone who's important to you, or for that matter, anything or everything. We want to help you get the help and the break that you need. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Once again, that's 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Nanette, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Alabama on Archangel Radio.
Hi, Nanette. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Thank you. Well, I'm the youngest of seven. There's six girls and one boy, and normally we are a very close, very large family, and, you know, 40 people at just an impromptu gathering on a Sunday afternoon is normal for us. But my father passed away 24 years ago and left my brother as the eldest as the trustee, and everything had been okay with things. He's got a pretty good temper, and he never really provided accountability to us, but we hesitated to ask or demand because he would blow up and tell us we didn't know what we were talking about. And So, you know, for a long time, we just kind of just keep the peace. But now we're at a point where we're turning assets over to the grandchildren, because these were all meant for the grandchildren. And I'm the youngest, and have been taking on the responsibility of trying to clean up accounting over 24 years, and have found some irregularities, some self-dealing with my brother and one of my sisters, improper loans and that kind of thing. And because I'm doing all the research, I'm the villain. I'm the one who's being accused of destroying the family, only by the brother and this one other sister. Everybody else...
I was going to ask you. So it's the brother and the sister who may have been using the money inappropriately in some ways, who are angry with you. Do your other siblings know what you know at this point?
They do.
And what's their reaction?
Well, they're frustrated, and they're angry. But, you know, as the baby of a large family, I was always the one who was going to, you know, be loud, because it was the only way I could be heard. And so I've taken this on, and they support me, but I have all the data. So I'm the one who is informing people. I'm the one writing the emails. I'm the one, you know, talking to the accountant that we've hired to come in and help, and I'm the one saying, look, do you see this transaction? Do you see that? And so the oldest sister the brother just, like, screams and yells and name calls, and that's kind of typical, but the sister is like, you know, does your Christian faith, you know, tell you to destroy the family in this way? And I pray a lot about this, because I want to know that I'm doing the right thing on behalf of the grandchildren. And when I can't sleep at night, I pray the surrender novena, and I am angry, and I am frustrated over years of, but I'm trying to take me out of it, but it's hard. I mean, I
can't. So is your question how do you get the other siblings to help you, or is your question more is it appropriate for you to be pushing this issue at all?
Yeah,
how best can we help you?
I guess my question is, do I just forgive and encourage my other siblings to forgive this misdealing in sake of family unity? Or, I mean, I feel like we have an obligation.
No, that's a great question.
It's a wonderful question.
That's a great question, and it's based on a misunderstanding of what forgiveness is. So forgiveness is when we, this is St. Augustine who said that forgiveness is when we surrender our desire for revenge. Right, when somebody's hurt us, and I'm not going to go out of my way to hurt them, or add to the problem, then that's forgiveness, right? Now you might say, well, you know, so does that mean that I shouldn't pursue this? Well, no, because St. Augustine also says that reconciliation is the restoration is the restoration of right order, right? So in other words, okay, you're not hurting your brother and sister by asking them to be accountable for the money that's been spent here. That's actually working for their good. Right, because if they've been handling the accounts appropriately, then they have nothing to hide. And if they haven't, then they deserve to have that brought out into the light so that they can potentially repent from it. Their behavior is manipulative. They don't want to be held accountable. They don't want their behavior to be brought out into the light. And so rather than saying, yeah, let's great, bring an accountant in, let's go through it together and we'll figure it out. What they're saying is, how dare you break up the family? Where is your Christian value? Well, your Christian values are in seeking justice and seeking
and truth
and honesty and seeing to good stewardship. That's what Christianity calls us to do. And that's not hurting them for having hurt you. Hurting them for having hurt you would be going out and slandering their name in public and talking badly about them behind their back, going out of your way to be mean to them in some way. But holding somebody accountable, even if they act like it, isn't being mean to them. That's actually working for their ultimate good and asking them to repent. And so that is our Christian obligation, in fact. So you have an obligation to do this work. Even if it's causing tension in the family, because it's not you that's causing tension in the family, it's their potentially sinful actions that are causing tension in the family that they don't want to come out.
Now, there are many ways that you could handle this, but the first step you've already taken, which is to get someone who is not a family member and is an expert in this, your accountant, to really look at this. And I would say the step to go further is to make sure that you are not leading them into any more temptation by giving the accountant the authority to decide where the money is going in communication with you and your siblings. So your brother would no longer be in charge of the estate. You would be a collective in charge of making decisions with the accountant.
Well, but in order to do that, you need an attorney. So because your brother's been the executive.
Right. Your accountant would let you know what kind of attorney and how to engage that and all of that. But you're going to say, first step is let's not lead anybody into temptation to misuse this. Then as a group of siblings, you can decide, are we going to ask our brother and sister to repay the money into the estate so that the grandchildren get all of it? Or are we willing to say, hey, they thought that they were able to take this in good faith, and we're not going to make a huge thing out of it, but the rest of the estate that's there for the grandchildren will now be managed through the attorney and the accountant, with us all getting reports together so we know what's going on and it can be invested well and possibly bring back some of that money to the grandkids. That's something for you to all talk about together. Therefore, you're not the one blowing up the family. You have accountability, and you're asking everyone to be informed and vote on this together.
But when it comes right down to it, you doing this isn't blowing up the family.
Not at all.
Their behavior is blowing up the family, and they don't want it to come out. You're doing what a Christian is called to do in shedding light in the darkness. And again, if they had nothing to hide, if they weren't doing anything wrong, I mean, that might be irritating to have your judgment questioned. Nobody likes that. But they would invite it. They would still say, look, I get it. I'm a little frustrated that you're questioning my judgment, but I get that you want to see, that everything's being handled well. Here are the books. Do what you will. That would be the appropriate response. But what their behavior is showing that something's not so kosher here. So I would really encourage you to continue moving in this direction. If they want to blow up the family because of their behavior, that's on them. But you're really just asking them to be good stewards, to be accountable. You're working for their ultimate good. And so no matter how much noise they make, you're doing the right thing. I mean, a similar thing with you know, calling somebody, say, who has an addiction out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to get your alcoholic brother that you love so much to stop drinking, and he says, what kind of a Christian are you holding this against me? And just because I had I drank a little bit too much at the last Christmas party and I blew up a little bit, well, why can't you just forgive that? You know, right? It's deflection. Right. And to quote unquote forgive somebody in that situation is actually to enable them, which is in some ways the sin of sloth, because the sloth isn't laziness. Sloth is the sin of not handling a problem that I could handle and just sort of saying, I don't feel like doing that. Right. It's that kind of laziness. Right. And so to not address this issue would not be appropriate on any level. And so don't buy into the smoke screen that they're throwing up saying that, you're destroying the family, because that's not the case at all. Lynette, thank you so much for your question. If there's more we can do to support you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. But I think you have good instincts, and I want you to keep following those. And all right. Thanks so much for your call. 877-573-7825. Again, that number 877-573-7825. Before we do our scripture of the day, I want to remind all of our listeners to join us at the National Eucharistic Congress coming up this July 17th through the 21st. Lisa and I are leading the Catholic Home Immersive Experience at the Family Track at the National Eucharistic Congress. Catholic Home, that's spelled Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission. It's an opportunity to discover how the Eucharist is the key to your Catholic home. And we're going to be having a full family event, so parents and kids of all ages together learning how to encounter Christ more meaningfully in the Eucharist and allow that to change everything about the way you live and love together as a family. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a family puppet show. We're going to have family Eucharistic adoration. We're going to have family activity stations that kind of walk you through how to experience Christ's love more meaningfully at home and draw closer to God and to each other. We really want to see you there. So go to eucharisticcongress.org, register to attend the National Eucharistic Congress, and while you're going through that registration process, you'll see an opportunity to reserve your space at the Catholic Home, that's Catholic H-O-M, Immersive Experience. Join that so we can get together and see each other and support each other in living out that Catholic family life.
If you look at that, if you register, then they'll give you a list of activities for the day. We're listed under special events. So you go to that section and you can register for Catholic Home. And if any of you are available to volunteer to help man that and run that and make families have a wonderful experience throughout that, we are accepting volunteers for our home experience. And you can do that again at the Eucharistic Congress sign-up section.
If you'd like to learn more about Catholic Home in the meantime, you can download the app today. Just wherever you get your apps, download Catholic H-O-M and learn about all the support we can offer with our whole team of pastoral counselors coaching parents every day there. Tons of downloadable activities and other resources to help you be a more effective and faithful and less lonely Catholic parent. That's Catholic H-O-M. Download the app today. Well, with that, we are heading to our break, but it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2.
Bear one another's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ.
You know, a reminder today that while it's good to be generous to others, we are called to bear each other's burdens, and it's appropriate to expect the people who say they love us to actually help. And so don't feel discouraged or feel guilty if you're asking others for help and they're less than enthusiastic about giving that help. We have a God-given right to expect the people in our life, who at least say they love us, to be there to support us and walk through things with us. So give us a call. Are you tired of feeling like everything and anything is always up to you? Like if you don't do it, no one else will. If you're frustrated that you're the only one who's trying to attend to a particular problem, You're the only one who's taking care of the household. You're the only one who's trying to live your faith at home or pass it on to your kids. You're the only one who's trying to care for an elderly parent, or the only one trying to maintain a relationship with someone who's important to you, or for that matter, anything else. If you feel like you're the only one and you can't get the help that you're looking for, let us help you get the help and the break you need. The number again, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can get your questions in via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But we'll be back taking more of your questions about getting the help that you need right here on More to Life. Stick around.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
EWTN, communicating the faith.
I'm a truck driver and I listen to it all night long. It's transformed my life. It's the greatest thing ever happened to me, next to knowing Jesus Christ, Mother Angelica, all the programming. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing, and I can't thank you enough. And God bless Mother Angelica. What a force of nature that wonderful woman was.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Are you struggling with a persistent emotional or relationship problem? Maybe those thoughts and feelings won't leave you alone, or your marriage has grown distant, or a wound from your past still aches. Too many of us tell us that we should be able to handle it alone, or that good Catholics shouldn't need help. That's not true. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, founder of CatholicCounselors.com. My team of pastoral counselors will help you find solutions rooted in solid psychology and our Catholic faith, so you don't have to choose between getting real help and staying true to what you believe. Visit CatholicCounselors.com and discover how we can help your faith life and relationships flourish.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, can I get a little help? If you're struggling to get the people in your life to do their part about anything or everything, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, EWTN has a lot of ways to support and inform you about the importance of our faith in our everyday life. There's a great book by Father Charles Connor, and it is called Charles Carroll of Carrollton, American Revolutionary. It's the story of the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence. In this wonderful biography, Father Connor brilliantly sets the stage for Carroll's extraordinary life by examining his ancestry, the origins of the United States, and the story of its founding. Charles Carroll of Carrollton, American Revolutionary. Check it out at EWTN.com. With that, we are taking your calls right here about, can I get a little help? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Andrea, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Andrea, welcome to Word of Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, Dr. Greg and Lisa. This is exactly how I feel every day of my life. My husband he's trying to grieve the broken relationship of his family. I see that. And I see that he takes it out on us. And we're the callers that have been calling you over and over trying to navigate that. And, you know, it's just, I find myself doing more and more because he wants to check out. And the thing is that my son just got recently kicked out of a daycare. And I can see that he's starting to act out because he sees the way my husband is behaving. And so I have to take it upon myself to kind of have those talks with him, you know, like to
with
have
your
those
son.
Talks with my son and with my husband. And he's kind of just shut down. He, you know, I've already told him, like, you need to go to therapy. You need to seek some kind of help. Like, you need to deal with this type of.
Well, Andrew, let me jump in because like you said, this is you know, the fourth or fifth time that you guys, either you or your husband, have called in about this particular issue, and it's more than he needs to get help. You both need to seek some help for this because it's affecting the whole family.
And now it's affecting your child to the point where he was kicked out of a daycare. And this is, you know, often as wives, I will be honest, I think husbands do this too, but often as wives, we kind of take this more passive role of saying, you need to get help, you need to do this. Well, if somebody's shutting down that much, they're not going to have the energy, the strength, or the will to call and get therapy. But if you, Andrea, get off the phone with us today and call a therapist till you find somebody who can fit you in. I know we can do that right now at CatholicCounselors.com. And you actively get into therapy together. And you do this in a way where you find out what you need to be able to do to support him, and he gets the skills to be able to grieve what he's going through in a way that doesn't destroy him or your family, and actually can make your family thrive because he learns from the mistakes of the other family that he came from. Things can begin to improve a great deal.
Well, and you also need to know how to support him, what limits to set with him, how to challenge him effectively, and the two of you really need to learn how to communicate through this more effectively. Yeah. There's only so much we can do on the air in the limited time that we've got. So I know that I've suggested counseling before, so I really need you to follow up with that, not just for him, but make the appointment. You know, if your husband, God forbid, had cancer and he didn't want to go to the oncologist, you would call and make an appointment, and you'd get him there. You need to see this as a cancer that's affecting your whole family.
And I understand that you've been trying to respect his journey, respect him as your husband, but this level of respect has to extend to respecting him enough to know that he's being less of himself than he's really called to be, and therefore being willing to walk alongside of him and get into a counseling relationship together.
If you want to seek local help from a good marriage and family therapist, that's perfect. If you'd like to turn to faithful resources to kind of help you navigate this in the context of our Catholic faith, then reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Either way, it's not just him that needs help. You guys together need help in learning how to navigate this, because this is something that's been affecting you for quite a long time, and you're both hurting from it. All right, Andrea, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. But again, there's only so much we can do on the air. So I really encourage you at this point to please seek either local help or contact us at CatholicCounselors.com to arrange an appointment.
But you continue to be on our More to Life prayer list for a good resolution to all of this that leads you all to a better, holier, healthier, more flourishing place in your family life now.
Today on More to Life, we've been talking about the importance of being able to get help. You know, as Christians, we're often taught correctly that God has given us all the gifts we have so that we can use them to work for the good of others, and that being generous is a tremendous privilege and a responsibility of the Christian disciple. But what we don't hear as often, and the theology of the body really brings out, is that for relationships to be truly Christian and to be truly healthy, they have to be mutually self-giving. Now, that is not a tit-for-tat relationship where I only do as much as you do and we keep score. That's not what we're talking about. What we're saying is that in a healthy Christian relationship, all the people involved are giving all they have to give to make that relationship work. You know, and especially when it comes to family life. We were told by the church that the family is meant to be an icon of the Trinity, which sounds all kind of highfalutin, and what does that mean? Well, St. Bonaventure said that the Trinity was like a three-bucket water wheel that is constantly pouring itself out, but never running dry, because it's always being filled up with the other two buckets. Well, that's the model for Christian family life, too, or any Christian relationship. We should be always giving ourselves 100%, but we should never run dry, because everybody else involved in the relationship is pouring themselves out 100%. So our bucket never empties.
But when the other people aren't pouring into our bucket, that's when we get burned out, resentful, and things start to deteriorate in our relationships.
And that's when we have a right to say, you know what, the water wheel's broken, and we either need to fix it, or I need to participate in a different system that is healthy, because that's how we build the kingdom, by really looking to participate, to either make our relationships healthier, or participate in those healthier relationships so that we can be a model of that mutually self-giving love that St. John Paul reminds us is our inheritance and our destiny in Christ. So, if you're looking for ways to get a little more help in your life, in your marriage, your family, your personal life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you find grace-filled ways to respond to the challenges in your marriage, family, or personal life. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.